misunderstood can be good. What travelers lose when translation is done by tech. Years ago, after graduating from culinary school, I lived for a while with relatives in Switzerland, often cooking them dinner and asking my aunt, who spoke limited English, how it tasted. Every night, she would say, "It's fine." I spoke none of the multiple languages she was fluent in, but one time, I could have sworn she described a meal to my uncle as gross. I became a journalist instead. Years later, I learned one translation for gross in Swiss German is great, and fine means something closer to elegant, delicate, even delicious. If I'd had a tool to accelerate my understanding, I might have made different life choices. I thought of that night when I read about the latest Apple AirPods, which can translate foreign languages in real time. A person speaks to you in English, French, German, Portuguese, or Spanish, with more languages on the way, and Siri repeats it in your native tongue. It's an incredible inflection point for futuristic personal tech, with the potential to open up the world in ways humans have dreamed about for millennia. Missing a good story. Yet I feel sad for how much we may lose, especially when traveling abroad. Technology has already all but eliminated the chance of getting lost on our way to dinner, limiting opportunities to stumble upon things we didn't even know we were looking for. What happens when we stop misunderstanding, misreading, and mistranslating? How much serendipity and comedy will simply cease? Some of the best dishes I've eaten abroad showed up after I accidentally nodded yes when I meant no to a waiter listing specials faster than an auctioneer. It's happened less and less since Google made it possible to translate a photo of a menu in real time. But my anecdotes have suffered. It would have made for a much better story if in Vietnam, I'd actually ordered the goat testicles, thinking I was asking for chops.